The third area where we had just a really strong initiative was in the area of cellulosic ethanol. We boosted our funding for research and development by $1.6 billion. We had a $2.1 billion loan guarantee program, again, mandatory funding. In other words, that it was paid for. We had guaranteed that this was going to happen if our proposals were adopted. Now, again, we see these items slipping. They're either not funded or it's discretionary funding. And so at a time when our nation is really trying to move toward independence from foreign oil, I believe we have to put some real money behind this effort. But it's also good for farmers all across the country because it takes ethanol out of the Corn Belt, and it creates the opportunity to produce ethanol really in any part of the United States. So it would add value to a farmer's operation.